Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's happening? Welcome back. Listen, today something really remarkable is happening, led by some remarkable young people. See, these are the young people that will transform the world, because obviously as adults, we jacked it up. I mean, I am believing in this generation to make right what we made wrong. In the studio, I have Rhea Varma. How are you, Rhea?
I'm good. How are you?
Rhea Varma is here. Thank you. Sujin Cho. Sujin?
Hello.
Hello. Ricardo De Leon.
Hi. I'm doing just fine. Thank
All
you.
All right. And Tina Dore.
Hi.
All right, Tina, get a little closer to that microphone for us. And yes, thank you. Okay. You all are doing something really special, really spectacular. Tell us what it is.
Well, today at 2 to 3:30 p.m., we have the December 6th Atlanta Youth Climate Strike at the Georgia Capitol. And so we're going to be chanting and having some speeches to demand that our representatives take the action that the climate crisis merits.
Let's talk about the climate crisis. Because there are some who believe that there's no climate issue whatsoever, despite all of the evidence, and despite the fact that 98% of environmental scientists say it is an issue. What say you to that?
Well, if we take all of the action that we're demanding from our legislators today, the worst thing that can happen is we have a cleaner and more sustainable environment.
Right.
Whereas if we ignore the climate crisis and pretend like it doesn't exist, a lot worse could happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the science is real, and it's proven that climate change is, you know, an existential crisis. You know, every year, the average temperature increases 2.5 degrees Celsius. And, you know, when we think about our 11-year span of what we can do to try and mitigate climate change, that's, you know, a severe problem. And right now, current legislators ignore the problem. And us as the young community have to stand together and, you know, fight for what we believe is right.
Let me give listeners an idea of how young you all are. Can you just go down the line and tell me your ages?
I'm Rhea. I'm 18.
I am Sujin. I am 18.
I'm Ricardo. I'm 17.
And I'm Tina, and I'm 16.
You see, this is the future, though, right? You all are actually passionate about something that we should have taken care of in adulthood. But you all are passionate about it because you see the adverse effects of it. You read, you understand how to research, and you're not blinded by the simple political agenda that currently creates narrative now out of D.C., You all care about the truth. Let me ask you about today. There will be a demonstration. Are people allowed to join you? How does that work today?
Yes, everyone is totally welcome to come. Just come to the Capitol if you want. You can bring a sign, or you can just bring yourself, and we will be chanting. It's totally open to the public.
Now, when you say chanting, now for me, okay, I'm old school, all right? I mean, we say, hell no, we won't go. What is chanting?
So basically chanting is us singing with like a rhythm involved. And the lyrics are meaningful. You know, they are calls for action.
Okay.
They are emphasizing that climate change is real. We're calling out the fossil fuel industry. We're calling out companies that produce oil. We're basically, you know, creating this strong chant to emphasize the importance of climate change.
Let me go to Sujin, because you're not talking much, so I'm going to go to you now, okay? You got involved in this. Why?
I want a future, and I mean, I've worked hard with what I've done in the past, and for this to ever become meaningful, for anything that I've ever advocated, for any of this to ever have a future and to ever see a future, mm-hmm. We need to have a world to live in.
I have a few friends who used to only do civil rights, okay? They would advocate for people, but it was through the context of civil rights. And one of my dear friends named Dr. Durley. Dr. Durley, a few years ago, was the first individual in my circle who contacted me about environmental rights. Okay, this was years ago. And I remember pushing back slightly. And he came back and said, well, listen, Richie, if we're not here, what does it matter? And his point was, if we're not here because we can't breathe the air or drink the water or sustain the environment, if we're not here, the civil rights really doesn't matter because we're not here to enjoy them, right? I'm thankful for your advocacy. I'm thankful for your heart and your passion. Right now, there's a counter narrative. I mean, people are denying that what you're saying is true, and you're having to fight that. Let me ask you about your own peer group, people, young folks who are your age. Are you having to fight them, or are they on board with you?
It honestly varies from group to group. You know, today, most of us had to skip school, you know, for a majority of it just to come here, you know, to talk about the issues of climate change. And unfortunately, some people just refuse to consider the fact that climate change is real. And, you know, we, no matter how much you educate yourselves on it, it's not going to matter if our world will cease to exist in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some people don't realize this, but us as young activists, we have to spread positivity and awareness about this issue because it will affect us one way or another.
Very well said. We're coming to a close. You want to wrap up?
Well, we hope to see you guys at the Capitol today at 2 o'clock. Even if you can just stop by for a few minutes, make sure to sign our petition and chant along with us for a while. And we hope to see you all there.
Yes, and I just wanted to mention that, you know, the strike is one way for you to take action. The most important type of action that you can take is changing your lifestyle and inspiring others to change their lifestyle to a more environmentally friendly one and sustainable one.
Very well said. Thank you all. I appreciate you. You're doing the work of God. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.